Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, you may or may not be aware that the Dutch are, on average, the tallest people in the world. But that might be about set to change, because it appears the Dutch are shrinking. Dr. Gert Stulp is a researcher and teacher in the University of Groningen's Faculty of Behavioural and Social Sciences, and joins us now. Gert, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
The Dutch are historically a very tall race, aren't they?
That is correct. Well, historically, if you define it, 200 years or so, we were actually fairly short for a European country. But in the last, say, 150 years or so, we've sort of climbed to the top of the rankings in terms of height.
And is this something that you'd all be aware of in Holland and think, God, we're a tall old bunch?
I think so. Given how this news every year, we sort of track whether we are still the tallest, and then all the media outlets cover it. So I think we might be a bit preoccupied with it.
Right.
But so, apparently so are you. So.
Well, I think we have it on the opposite now, to be completely honest. I think, speaking for my own generation, height was, we weren't greatly gifted in the old heights department, to tell the truth. But having spent a lot of time in Holland, I did notice you were, tall. Obviously a source of pride as well.
I guess, so I am quite tall myself. I personally, has no pride attached to it. It is just the consequence of the genetics from my parents and my upbringing. So no pride involved. But I guess, if you're ranked on the top.
Well, I have to say, I'd be pretty proud. I'd be proud on that. I would swap with you now okay. If I could. So what's happening? Are we actually shrinking in Holland?
It seems to be the case. One straightforward reason for that is that the increasing numbers of immigrants from non-Western countries from 40 years ago, who came from countries that were on average shorter, and whose children themselves are, of course, also shorter. So one part of this sort of decline in height is an increasing number of immigrants from shorter populations. But even irrespective of that, it seems to be the case that at least we're stopped growing, but even have been shrinking a bit. And the reason for that might be that our diets and our environments might have not improved in the same way as it has done so in the past.
Right. How much of a shrinkage are we seeing?
It's about 1 centimeter on average.
Right. I have to say, I couldn't be getting very concerned about that. Average this out nationally, and I wouldn't really. I mean, you're talking at one point, the average Dutch man was, the average Dutch 19-year-old man stood at 182.9 centimetres. If he's 181.9 now, is that really cause for concern?
It's not cause for concern in any case. Certainly, if the influx of migrants is the main reason for that. But some people, economists and historians, do take height as some measure of the economic progress or the wealth or the health of a nation. So in that sense, a decreasing height might indicate that maybe we are moving towards diets that are not as healthy as they were some 20 or 30 years ago. Or maybe our healthcare is not as good, or maybe there is more inequality. So in that sense, a decrease in height might signify something less desirable.
Right. So you might need just to take a look at Dutch society and see what's been going on over the last 20, 25 years. One of the possible things is that the economic crash in 2007 could have had an impact.
That's speculation, but for me it is an example to say that, the wealth of a nation is not linearly increasing, and the health of a nation is not something that will continue in a linear fashion forever and ever. And a financial crash is just one example to say maybe parents who were raising children in the economic crisis had a harder time to provide a healthy diet, to provide a healthy environment, which may have had an effect.
Okay. But hard to say. Would you think maybe because worldwide it does seem to be a fact that our access to unhealthy food is going through the roof, and unhealthy food is becoming fast food, is becoming a bigger and bigger part of our diet. Could that be a factor?
Very, very likely, because that is also the main reason why the Americans, they have been shrinking for quite some time now. They have set in this trajectory way before the Dutch have, and there it really is the case that it was this reliance on maybe fast food and more sugar in their food that had, have led to increased obesity rates, so sort of an increase in growth in the horizontal direction, but right, not in the vertical direction.
That's a double whammy then, is it? Because they're shrinking and gaining weight.
Yeah. And that's the same. That's also for the Netherlands, and I think for many European countries.
Yeah, you don't want that. Trying to work out your BMI is going to get far more difficult. Could also perhaps be that there has been a change in people's diets. More and more people are opting for vegetarianism or veganism. Could that be contributing?
Also, I think that is likely. That depends, of course, on how many people are consuming such diets and how strict they are. But that is likely also a cause where it might be more difficult to get the right proteins or the sufficient number of proteins to grow quickly.
Okay. But it's too early to say, really, is it, with those things? When you look at the history of how, height has spread itself around the world, it was about a century ago the tallest people were in North America, weren't they, in Northern Europe?
That's right. So, 200 years ago, 150 years ago, yeah.
And why was that?
Well, it's believed that this major shift in the ranking for both the United States and the Netherlands also has to do something with inequality. So back then, the United States were a more equal society, and the Dutch much less so. And over time, with increasing wealth in both populations, the Dutch have had a very equal society. And if you have a very equal society, that means that the poor also have good access to healthcare and to foods, so that their height is not as compromised as is the case for the very poor in America. So that is one reason, we believe.
Right. So it shifted from North America and Europe and Sweden and Norway, and it became Holland that was the standout country. But there was also a bit of natural, it wasn't just the equality, wasn't it, in society? There was a bit of natural selection going on as well.
So I have also suggested that this may have played a role in that we find, for instance, in America, shorter individuals, particularly shorter women, have fewer children. But in the Netherlands, we actually see a different pattern where particularly taller men have more children. So that might be suggestive towards natural selection. Although I have said that evolutionary biologists have also made a better quantification of these effects and show that these effects are marginal to non-existent, particularly if you compare it to environmental effects. So it's an interesting suggestion, and also one that fits with the idea that Northern Europeans and Southern Europeans differ in height also because of genetic differences. But to say natural selection is really a cause is a bit premature.
Okay. There is also a difference in height between the north and south of the country as well, I believe.
That's correct. Quite a big difference of 3 centimetres, 4 centimetres.
Have we any idea why that is? You're saying a 3 centimetre difference from north to south. Why do you think that is?
Again, we're not sure, but these are either socioeconomic differences or cultural differences in our feeding, in our diets. So the northern Netherlands probably consumes more milk than southern diets. The southern provinces have more Catholic background and the northern provinces more Protestant background. So they might have some cultural differences that apparently are reflected in height as well.
Right, so Protestants could be taller as well.
One argument there, which I'm not sure whether that holds for contemporary populations still, is that Protestants had fewer children in the past than Catholic families. And of course, given a particular budget of food or resources, if you have to divide those resources among more children per child, this child will have less food available and resources, so will be able to grow less than in smaller families.
My word. Kurt, you have to say it's absolutely fascinating. Thank you very much for joining us today, Kurt. Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for your interest.
A lot of food for thought there. I was very taken by the taller Protestants, I must say. Tom, I'm a 6'4" man and I lived in Amsterdam in the late 80s. I still remember the thrill of having to stand on my tippy toes to kiss another bloke. I can kind of tell the opposite of that story from the particular height that I am, but I won't at the moment. One of the greatest and tallest goalkeepers ever is Edwin van der Sar from one of the greatest teams ever called Manchester United. That's from Dan in Limerick. Thank you on both accounts there for that, Dan. That's
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.